All my sunglasses are sunglasses I've caught in pride parades. So everything is like Tito's or like,
did you catch that in the Playboy parade?
No, I was at a gig two nights ago. I had a gig. Girl, it's pride, first of all. And you.
Yay.
What have you done for pride so far? What have you done today to make you feel proud? Woo-hoo.
What haven't I done for pride?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. The list, I mean, the list is too long. I can't even get into it. So why don't you go first?
I walked out of my house. I saw a child covered in shit, shoeless, and I flipped a quarter at them and I looked over my shoulder. I said, "Here's looking at you, kid." And then, "What have you done today?" And then I kept walking. Then I bumped into Kylie Jenner, gave her a Pepsi.
Yeah.
"What have you done today?" It's a lot of that. It's a lot of that.
And then,
I was at a hookup and I was in a swing. And well, we didn't have it. We didn't know how to suspend it from the ceiling.
Of course.
Because I'm not a HGTV
star.
You're
not an engineer.
Right. Then I was at the WeHo Pride Parade and I was keeping it fucking fierce, walking the parade with, who was it?
Lisa Rinna.
No, Polly Grip.
Polly Grip.
Not the queen.
Dentures?
The dentures, yeah. I was in the fierce Polly Grip parade and I said,
"Oh, you were in the Polly Grip
float.
Being
gay, it's adhered to me, honey. And I can eat corn now." But it's from an ass. Because gay. So I'm on the parade. I have someone opened up and I'm going in on the corn.
There ain't no other way.
Ooh, there ain't no, so I've just been gay.
You've been gay as hell. I don't think I can top that. However, I have done something very gay, a little bit unconventional for Pride.
What is it?
So, it's a long story.
Oh God, here we go. Let me put my headphones on. Oh, it's not connected to you. It's a different music.
Yeah.
Ta-dum, ta-dum.
You got Paula Abdul for TED Talk in there. No, okay. Microblading. So, I've had some time off, as you know, right?
Did you get microbladed?
Please let me tell you the story because it's a journey.
Well, I noticed your brows look different today and I didn't know if you just tried something different with your cosmetics. I know you're a Maybelline girl.
Yeah, you know I went to peruse the makeup aisle at CVS.
I know you're feeling a little more open casket this time of year. Rather than an unmarked grave.
No. You know what's funny? I was like, open casket. I was like thinking about open concept floor plans. And I was like, open caskets are so crazy.
Mary.
That is so morbid. Why don't they just shoot the body out of a cannon into the lake? It's so crazy.
Has anybody in the audience of this, has anybody been to a funeral where you saw a body in a cabinet?
Casket.
Coffin, and you weren't traumatized by it?
Oh, well.
Because now, like, I love people in my life who've died.
Of course.
Love them. But now my last picture of them is them powdered down in that
bloated,
casket.
Powdered, and looking a little like whodunit and ran. And also a little suspiciously not like the person you remembered, because they're different now.
Yes.
They're a bloated, hollowed out, caked up husk.
Yeah. I don't like that. Imagine the last time you see your husband is like his embalmed body. And you know, you always hear this. They did a beautiful job.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's not a piece of pottery.
Twas a beautiful service. It's like, that's crazy.
No, they're talking about the job that the embalmer
I know.
Did.
Or that the makeup artist.
Well, you know that they have to
number
use special
makeup. Number
9 acrylic. It could be number 9 acrylic, but it's called non-thermogenic makeup. Most makeup is formulated to blend based on warming up to your body heat. With a corpse, there's no body heat.
But that they do space heaters in the coffin now.
Wait. Okay, so the Matthew Camp sex doll came with a butthole warmer.
Oh.
It came with a battery operated thing that you shove up the butt so that it's warm when you put your dick in it. We
electrical
could use that.
Problems? Electrical issues potentially I'm thinking about?
Oh, it's battery. You can't get electrocuted from battery.
You can't?
I don't
tell
think so.
Tell that to the fucking 9-volt that I shoved up my ass last night. And
tell that to the car battery clipped to both my nipples.
Okay, so open casket, crazy. Back to microblading.
Uh-huh.
So I have all this time off. I have like 2 weeks off, no drag. Crazy. Yeah. And I've heard through the-
drastically different from your normal schedule.
Shut up, baby, shut the fuck up.
Go on with your delusion.
So I've had an extended period where I don't have to put on any makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you need in order to get microbladed.
Mm-hmm.
So I go in there and I do the thing and I get home And Trixie.
You, what?
I looked like I had giant felt Groucho Marx brows on my, above my eyes.
That's not this.
No, no, no.
This looks good.
This looks good. It looked, it was a shock. And I got home and Eden was there. I had to pull a sheet over my head and tell her, get out of here. And then I spent the next 3 days alone in the house watching Succession every episode.
Do you love it?
I loved it, but I couldn't. I was like, intermittently, I would like look in the mirror and scream. I was,
no.
And the guy was amazing. He said, you have to trust the process. He told me everything, like everything, every step of the way you can expect. He's like, it's going to look darker. It's going to look crazy. Don't worry. Trust the process. Oh no. I was ready to jump.
Yeah.
I was ready to find the highest place I could get and jump right off.
But did you trust the process or were you in denial that it wasn't going to work?
No, I didn't trust the process. What was going on in my head was, oh, you just got a fucking face tattoo of two giant black caterpillars on your face.
But it's not permanent.
It is semi-permanent. It's like a tattoo essentially. They
slice, use henna.
They slice and then they.
Yeah, they slice. Mm-hmm. I believe it's a blade.
Yeah, with like it is a blade.
Basically a semi-permanent dye on
it. Mm-hmm.
But you know, when I worked at the makeup counters, I would see women with tattooed eyebrows. A lot of Russian women.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Tattooed lip liner. Tattooed eyeliner.
It's a different thing when it's tattooed and when it's old. Because all black ink turns blue over time.
And it bleeds. It fades.
And people who just got their lip line would be like a nice rosy red. And then their dead gray lip color. Like, you can't do lip liner tattoo and then like never wear makeup.
Right.
It looks
also
whack.
It's crazy to like, I don't want to get socks tattooed on my feet. I can put a new pair on every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's crazy to me, the lip liner.
Yeah.
I just did, I decided to do it because I was like half the time I shave off half my brows and I look like crazy when I do drag. You know what I mean? So I was like, oh, this may be like, I think this will look more humanish.
I would do it if I had time off.
Right.
Can I get up in there?
Yeah.
Is this what it's going to look like?
This is like a week.
So it's going to fade or this is it?
It's going to get actually, I think this is the stage where the skin has grown over it. So it's a little light. It might get a little darker.
I think it looks good.
I think it looks good too. I actually like it, but the shock, Mary, the shock was, I was depressed.
Did you think it was ruined and it was going to be black? Did you not?
I just thought, I was like, what the fuck did I do? I felt like I was in a bad dream. I was like, it was truly terrifying. I don't get scared of shit.
But even though the doctor was like, just so you know, it's going to start dark.
Wasn't a doctor. But
right, it was a tattoo artist, basically.
Yeah, a technician. He's so hot, so wonderful, so skilled, so great.
You only go to hot people.
He did Janet Jackson. And that's what stole me because, I mean, we have very similar face shapes, very similar pigmentation. We both have a history of dance.
Uh-huh.
So I figured, like, if he's doing Janet.
Yeah.
And she loved it. I can't go wrong.
Yeah. And her brother is Michael. And you're kind of like him.
Yeah. We both eat.
Let's take a break.
Vegetables. Ooh, there ain't no other way.
Well, it is Pride.
It is Pride. And listen, did you go to the parade for real?
I've never been to LA Pride.
I have. I avoided it. I think I was with a towel over the head with watching Succession.
But you know, it really, I think, was it WeHo Pride or LA Pride?
There's, it was WeHo every Pride. County's got their own Pride, Mary. Every county.
Well, there's LA Pride, WeHo Pride, and then there's downtown LA
Long
Pride,
Beach
I think.
Pride.
Yes. At this point, there should be a Los Feliz Pride.
There's a Vermont Ave north of Franklin Pride.
Yeah, there's a Honey Dip Donuts Pride. Yeah. The talent, though, Mariah, they got Mariah, Grace Jones.
Mariah who?
Carrie, bitch. Last night was Mariah Carey at
what?
Pride. Yes.
Where?
Girl, they totted her out, threw her out. The girl.
Yeah. They greased that pig up and put her in the window?
Honey, they threw some glitter on her, threw her down the stairs, and post play on the track.
What did she do?
She performed, I guess. I didn't see anything. And I'm not a Mariah stan, so I don't know any of the music or anything, but.
You don't know Dream Lover, Come Take Me, or
I
whatever.
Only know.
Heartbreaker.
Yeah, I only know Heartbreaker because that's the music video with Jerry O'Connell.
Oh, yeah. How about Lover Boy? How about Honey?
I don't know those.
How about We Belong Together? How about Obsessed?
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
Do you like Mariah?
I love her.
She's incredible.
I love her as a whole thing, and I love her songwriting ability because she's a fantastic songwriter. People don't give her the due that she's deserved.
Yeah.
Songwriter first, beautiful vocalist second.
The vocals are beyond. It's untouchable.
8-octave range at one point.
Crazy. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. Crazy.
But she writes them songs.
Yeah. Then they had Grace Jones.
What?
Girl, Grace Jones out there. She's, I think, actually almost 80.
Yeah.
Hula hooping, singing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean.
That was crazy. Wait, where?
Outside.
In LA.
Yeah, outside.
Must have been packed. Mob scene.
I don't know. I wasn't there. Orville Peck did one night.
Jesus. I slept through. I didn't even know what was happening.
Everybody loves to text me, "Where are you during Pride?" Like I'm here walking around, and I go, "Oh, well, actually, honey, if you're at a Pride, it means you're not booked at other Prides." So can't relate.
That part. Tell it, sister.
Tell it, Bible tell girl. It, tell it. Tell it. Bible girl, uh-huh, tell it. A Bible girl is my favorite thing on Twitter.
Madonna stuns a new selfie.
Girl, the other day, Heidi in Closet tweeted, "A lot of y'all Rue girls, I hear stories of you guys being bitches to people on the road, and I'm so tired of hearing it." And Bible girl commented, "But you know which Rue girl we never hear that about? Bible girl from season 15. Like, her whole Twitter is devoted to saying she's on Drag Race.
She's like the troll. Capital T, capital R. Yeah.
In a world troll. Where everybody's like trying to like, I hope the fans like me. I'm trying to behave a certain way.
She's actively antagonizing and target. And just, yeah, it's really breathtaking, actually.
She's amazing. Yeah. But girl, I have so much to tell you.
Tell me, I'm right here. So hello, I'm listening.
I had off last weekend.
Yes, and you famously did.
I flew to Milwaukee because I thought I'm going to spend time with my mom and stuff before I have my gig at my bar on Thursday.
Okay.
I'm going to visit my mom, visit whatever. I get there. I go to my mom's house. I'm washing dishes. I'm helping her do a little stuff around the house. And she's going, "Oh, yeah, you know, your cousins didn't want to come over." And I said, "Why?" And she was like, "Well, they didn't want to get sick." And I said, "What do you mean?" And she was like, "Well, because, you know, we're all thrown up all last week." And I was like, "Okay, well, I'm here. And I'm not in a hazmat suit, Val."
Did she think you were immune?
Mary, I'm in the middle of washing their dishes. Their dishes that I'm like, so
the
mouths that you touch these dishes to, I'm touching
you
them.
You got violently ill.
Violently ill. And I thought, my mom's like, "You'll be fine." And I wake up the next day. I wake up throwing up.
Pissing through your asshole.
Very little diarrhea.
Oh, thank God.
Waves of nausea so extreme that I couldn't sleep. When I would start to doze off, a wave of nausea would give me a chill so bad that I would like,
What is that? Food poisoning?
No, I don't know.
Food poisoning, obviously.
I hate to be a sensationalist. I think it might have been the novovirus that people are saying because it's almost all like puking.
Novovirus.
I just had throbbing headaches and puking for 2 days. So I'm at my condo in Milwaukee in bed, just like, so horrible.
Puke bucket? You got a puke bucket? Yeah. Large bucket.
Puking in the toilet, taking pictures by the toilet. Toilet pictures.
Now, when you vomit, do you vomit out of your nose and do you break blood vessels in your eyes? Because if you don't, then you're not really gay.
No.
Do you go?
But I was surprised how many times when I would tell people that week that I was sick, I would be like, "Yeah, I was sick, whatever." And people would go, "Ugh, I hate throwing up." I'm like, "Yeah, everyone does."
No, but, whoa.
But
yeah, right.
I think most people hate it.
Like going to the beach.
Right. They're like, "Oh my God, I hate throwing up." Yeah. I was like, "Yeah, everyone does."
Like, yeah. "Oh, I got stabbed. Oh, I hate getting stabbed.
This. Oh no. Oh, you're poor. Oh, I hate that. Oh.
Wait, so do you vomit through your nose? Does it come out of your nose?
Just the mouth.
Just the mouth.
It hurts so bad. Throwing up hurts so bad when there's nothing left to throw up and your stomach is still seizing.
Oh yeah. Oh,
and yeah. It hurts so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing up physically hurts. No one talks about that.
Yeah.
Physical pain.
It's incredible. What, like those involuntary, like those processes that your body's like, "Hang on, we got something to do here that you got no part of."
Yeah.
It just takes care. It's like so scary and gross.
Yeah. It's really horrible. It's like those videos of those escalators breaking where they go super fast and people like fly off them. Maybe it's not like that in any way, but I think of it kind of similar.
I can't stop thinking about you in bed at like 1:30 in the morning with your phone 3 inches from your face watching car crash videos.
100%. My favorite type of video is like, "He would have never believed that this 90-year-old man would beat the shit out of him." And that's my favorite type of video. Or like,
Is it in the TikTok voice? You'll never believe, like, the woman, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Once this woman flies out of the windshield, you'll never believe how much flesh hits the ground.
Yes, or like a traffic cam catching an accident that launches two people through the windshield. Of course I'm watching that. You kidding?
And that's
David
trying
to sleep and me waking him up going, look, their face got ripped off. And David's like, go to bed. Go to bed, wig. Go to bed, wig.
Puking. Back to puking. Okay, it's puking. Horrible.
It's horrible. So then
I never puke.
Thursday ever. Comes and I'm still a little sick and I have to get up and get in drag for the Dead by Daylight 5-hour live stream. And when you're sick and drag for a 5-hour live stream, it is tough. But I didn't want to cancel.
It's also a live stream. You're sitting down, right?
You're sitting down talking for hours. Luckily, weirdly, I was getting better enough that the conversation was a welcome distraction.
Okay.
When you're nauseous, but nauseous enough that you can push through it and forget about it.
Sure.
But the previous day, I was so nauseous that every moment watching TV bothered me. Oh, I had to just sit in silence and go, oh.
That's, I have a pretty cast iron stomach. I rarely experience nausea, and I'm so grateful for that. That's truly fucking horrifying.
I know. So it kind of cut into my plans with other friends. It cut into some of my plans. Alaska was in town to work at our bar. We were supposed to do a get ready video together. I had to cancel because I was like, girl, you don't want to get what I have.
Yeah, you don't want
to. Didn't get to have sex
virus.
With the hot bisexual in my building I usually have sex with.
Oh my God, this is a true pride tragedy.
Usually in Milwaukee, I have my little
your little Rolodex. Boop, boopy doop.
Let's see. Yeah. Should I go, you know, have sex with the bisexual nurse, or should I have sex with the closeted police officer?
Right.
What are my options?
What are your options?
So.
And you do you projectile vomit?
No, and I didn't have much in my stomach, so there wasn't
a lot of retching.
But you know how I know I used to drink a lot? I woke up nauseous, and my thought was, I'm hungover.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute, hungover without drinking? That's just cruel.
Yeah, that's vomiting is something that a lot of hungover people experience pretty much every weekend.
I've only puked from being hungover maybe once a year.
You know what, I'm going to say something? In movies, I'm adding to my pet peeve of movie pet peeves. When they have vomiting in a movie, you know how they just burp up like a mouthful of liquid?
It's not like that.
Mama, it's not like that. That's not puking. Where's the hose? Where's the hose? Because I know I was on that AJ and the Queen show and I got puked on from a girl who
had
a
prop.
She had a hose with a giant oatmeal Ghostbusters backpack to actually vomit, create the illusion of puking.
Now, how did you feel when you were cast on a show and they said, great, we are having someone puke on you?
Well, I was like, it better be on my tits and not. And then, of course, it was on my shoes.
Didn't you want like they show her puking and it cuts to you being fire hosed by oatmeal, like full body,
like
wig flown
I'm
off,
horrified, like, and it's going straight into my mouth.
Yes, and down the tits, and then you're rubbing the tits, and then they look down and you have your cock out, and you're jerking off with the oatmeal.
Then Rue comes out because she's in the wings, and she comes and slaps my pukey tits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was cool. But anyways, don't do it. Screenwriters of the world, I know you're on strike, but don't, when you're writing into that script, don't do this.
Make it real.
Make it real. And also, people don't puke from like the stupid stuff, like a situation, like in The Crying Game, when he finds out that, you know, she has a ding-a-ling, he pukes. Girl, please.
He throws up from that.
Famously. And then, of course, Ace Ventura spoofed it and everybody puked.
I think people throw up from seeing a dead body. I think that's natural. In movies, really? When someone's dead and they realize someone's dead, usually someone pukes. And I think that would be a natural response.
You think that's a smell thing, though?
No, I think that when one person gets food poisoned, the whole tribe instinctually throws up because they're like, I ate what they ate. That's why we puke when we see someone puke. Because what if we ate what they ate?
I don't puke when I see someone puke.
I don't either, but I think in theory we do.
Oh, like crying.
I guess, yeah. We do cry when we see people cry.
I mean, it is definitely a trope in movies where, like, when one person pukes, watch out, everybody's hurling.
You think?
Elizabeth Hurley.
Elizabeth Hurley. Elizabeth
Anyways,
Hurley.
Enough about puking.
So, then I got to do my gig at my bar in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. It's fine. I'm barely alive. Whatever. The next day, I got to wake up, fly to Salt Lake City, DJ there at 11 p.m.
Oh, God.
Then I got to wake up and fly to Kansas City to DJ there at 9 p.m. The St. Kansas City gig Saturday was so turnt.
Was it really?
My God.
Not in Kansas, by the way.
Missouri, which I was like, y'all need to talk to your branding people over here.
Talk to
Kansas City not being in Kansas. Mm-hmm.
That's a little suspicious.
Did they move it? It's up there with Paris, Texas. It's like, what are we doing?
I don't know.
What are we doing? So it's called the Power and Light District is the venue. Outdoor. It's like two layers, outdoor venue, restaurants, bars all the way. So people can eat and drink at the restaurants and watch a show. And then the floor is all people dancing for Pride. And ooh. I go in there. I pull all my visuals. I'm doing, I basically did Solid Pink Disco, but with more Pride-centric tracks. And I was feeling it so fucking hard. Mm-hmm. Girl. Running, sprinting, sweating. I'm running. I'm rolling around on the ground, dancing. And then I realized a lot of times when they have you at a real big venue, the table with the decks on it is very weight tested and secure. So you can get on it.
Oh, you can get on the table. So then Coyote I'm fucking ugly.
Getting on it, thrashing. Then I'm laid out in front of it with one leg off with my hair back, like thrusting, rubbing my, rubbing my tits.
She's out of control.
Rubbing my tits. Then, oh, something comedic happened though. I have these big fake boobs on because you know I do drag.
Of course you do.
And I reach over to stop them, to like, I'm dancing. My big fake boob, achievement unlocked, stops the music by touching the pause button. And the audience laughed. And then I did it again. And then I was doing it on beat with my tit, and it was so fun. And I was like, I didn't even know I could do this.
I think you need a sex change.
But then I started to really feel it. There's this remix of I Love It by Iconopop that I have. And by the way, I did a gig in Salt Lake City with Iconopop, mm-hmm. and we did a gig with them at Klarna Pride. Do you remember?
Klarna, get in.
And I said, do you guys remember when you did that show with Kati and I at that Klarna gig? And she was like, yes, we talk about that gig a lot.
They do. Like, you do? No way.
Because it was kind of an odd vibe at that
odd
gig.
Odd is an understatement.
It was an odd vibe.
It was like when you go for a job interview and you realize it's an MLM and they have locked the door. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's very that. It was very that.
Yeah. So anyway, cut to the next night. I'm playing this remix that I love and I'm feeling it. And I'm like, this table can support me. I get up on that table. I'm standing above the decks. I'm thrusting. I'm rubbing. Then I'm bending over to change the... I'm like on top of the decks like...
Tell me the table broke. Tell me the table broke.
It didn't.
Oh,
and it was,
damn.
And then I was going to pantomime like I was going to run and jump off it. And people were like, yeah. I was like, I'm not doing that.
You should.
Did you think I was going to run and jump off? Because, you know, they raised the decks for me in drag because I'm so tall. So they're like this tall. This is where they are. You think I'm jumping off that?
All 320 pounds of you.
Just reinforce the runway.
It would be amazing.
What?
If you jumped like you're going to crowd surf and everybody scattered and you belly flopped and died.
Ooh, there ain't no other
way. Let's take a break. How fierce would that be?
Very.
I mean, it'd be very fierce.
Very. What a way to go. Yeah. She died doing what she loved.
Jumping.
Belly flopping onto a hard surface. She died doing what she loved. That's the equivalent of Sonny Bono hitting a tree with on skis.
I think he's probably having a
better
time.
Yeah,
no. Yeah. Are you friends with Taylor Swift?
Am I? I've never met her.
Wait, have you seen that from the trial, right? I can't get it out of my head.
What trial?
The Gwyneth Paltrow. It was skiing. My mind went there. The skiing trial?
No. Oh, this was when that woman was like asking too many personal questions about her life.
She's trying to butter her up. Buttering up the biscuit before she chomps on it. Yeah.
Yeah. She's like,
so weird.
Gwyneth, I love your highlights. Are those home perm or like, you know, like
how tall are you? 5'10"? Oh my God, I'm 5'6". I have to wear 4-inch heels to even. It's a crazy.
What was that about?
I think the technique she was trying to like,
It was litigation by way of Marianne Williamson. What it was.
It's like, I'm going to befriend you and then I'm going to like catch you off guard because once we have a rapport, you let your guard down, then I'm going to go in for the kill. Mary, it's Gwyneth Paltrow. She wasn't born yesterday.
No. And but, if anybody's going to get gooped, it's not her.
Thank you.
She wrote the book.
But the lawyer was like, are you friends with Taylor Swift? And I can't get it out of my head.
Why does she care? What is that? What is the relevance there?
It was about like, I think she went to a Taylor Swift concert, blah, blah, blah. It was just a bunch of stupid bullshit. Stupid bullshit. But Julia Roberts just went to Taylor Swift's concert and she got her whole life.
Really?
Would you go to Taylor Swift's concert?
Probably not.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I have to really love someone to go. Like,
because it's a stadium show.
And I noticed for me, there has to be stakes. I feel like I'm going to be able to see Taylor Swift for the rest of my life.
I thought you were a vegetarian.
But like when I see Blondie, it's because I'm like, oh, this could right. be the last time.
Yes, totally, totally.
B-52s, I'm like, this could be the last time.
Right, right.
With a young artist, I'm like, I'll go later. I don't know.
I'll catch the DVD.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I always just feel like I'll go later.
Would you go to see Beyonce? I've been looking at these tour, like little clips of these tours, and the production level is
unreal and incredible. But that environment,
that environment
seems very unappealing to me.
Oh, are you kidding
bodies
me?
Bodies thrashing. Let the bodies at the floor. Like, I don't want to do that.
It seems like the 12th circle of hell.
Now, if, let's say I was good friends with the folks down at Procter & Gamble, and they said, we have a box seat for you at this stadium she's playing, mm-hmm. where you can just come and sit private and watch right. it from afar and have some snacks.
We'll helicopter you in and we'll helicopter you out. No parking lot.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
But you. I do love to dance though. So maybe I would. Maybe I would. I was at this bar the other night in Kansas City after my gig, and there was this DJ duo called the Cinematics, and it's two gay guys, and one of them DJs while the other one creates custom visuals on the fly to match the music. They like aren't perfectly in sync. And they were playing such good music. It was making me so fucking horny to dance that
you had to move your body
I wanted
around.
To dance so bad, but I didn't want to go bump into people. Like the right. I love dancing, but sometimes the thought of crossing that threshold into the room at a club where it's wet air, wet face. Yeah. And I don't do drugs and now I don't drink. So now it's like you're drunk people slamming.
Slamming, yeah.
There should be a people who aren't drinking area of dancing that has a little more space bubble.
Yeah. How about this though? You wouldn't. I don't even think you remember this. They used to smoke cigarettes on the dance floor. People used to have. When I went to nightclubs, especially goth clubs, whatever, you know, from 1999 to 2000, whatever, smoking cigarettes on the dance floor, dancing with a cigarette. As a hardcore smoker, I could not even wrap my head around that.
But weren't people getting burned?
Hello. It's crazy. It's like, why don't you just like have a machete in your hand? You know, it's like wild. Can you believe that?
No, I think I would be afraid of somebody burning. And you know, I'm always wearing a lot of real silk.
A lot of real yes.
satin. Yes. You know,
and your bundles.
Yes. Yeah. And my lambskin.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm afraid. What if my natural, like my and sewn
you,
in track.
And you soak your tights in lighter fluid before you go out to the club. So it's like.
It smells that way at times, to be honest. After these four little pride gigs, I'm not used to, when we were on tour, we have a bus. And so things can get laid out and dried out. I wasn't used to packing wet tights and wet corsets again. I wasn't used to packing wet wigs. When you pack a wet wig that's covered in hairspray, the next day it comes out in a shell and you have to brush it out and redo it because while it's been in the suitcase, the moisture from the wig cap reactivates the hairspray. And so if your wig is crammed into a little ball, it comes out a little ball.
Yeah.
So it sucked having to pull out a wig and redo it every day.
Yeah. How about a wet human hair wig thrown into a suitcase? You know what she's coming out as? Looking like an abortion.
Yeah.
It is like a twisted up fucking, it's like a, it's horrible. What? Ooh, there ain't
Evil
no
Dead Rises. Way. That's yeah. what that wig is. Yeah.
The scalped.
Yes.
God. That was fierce.
I watched this film, I believe, called like Would You Rather or something. It was like a Saw spinoff, but it wasn't Saw related. It was a Saw copy. And there was a...
Was Andy McDowell in it?
I don't know.
No, that's Ready or Not. No, what? Have you seen that?
Yes, love it.
Samara Weaving.
Yeah, of course. Samara Weaving, yeah.
Andy McDowell.
That movie's amazing.
Bashes Andy McDowell's fucking face head into the floor. It's fabulous.
Were you gagged at the end when they all started exploding?
Abso-fucking-lutely, I loved it.
When you think it's superstition the whole time and then it...
And then, ooh, there ain't no other
I
way.
I love that movie.
I love it too. It's really good.
I relate to her in that movie, like coming into spaces where people are wealthy, but you're not. Wealthy and you didn't grow up wealthy, yeah. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's
and
crazy.
So I think she plays that really well where she's like, just trying to fit in.
Yeah, yeah.
She's and when she draws that card and they realize they have to kill her, I was like, what about the beginning when it starts with when they were kids?
I
and
know.
The old grandma. Did you like her with the...
Are you kidding me?
And the eyebrows?
The eyebrows, Miss Evil Auntie.
Yeah.
She was... That was me.
Yeah.
That was me, yeah. Crazy.
Pat.
The only thing I don't like it when a main character who is being pursued... They get a major like hand injury. Remember when she like on the nail?
Yeah.
I hate that.
Do you like in movies when they get stabbed through the hand?
No, because it's a wrap.
I love that.
It's a wrap.
No, I love it.
Well, I mean, it's dramatic,
the
certainly.
The beginning of Scream, Jenna Ortega through the hand. Ah!
Oh, really? But then does she go in to survive hours and hours later?
No, she spends the whole movie in the hospital. She's very injured.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's like very injured. She's okay. Also stabbed a bunch of other times.
Okay. Yeah.
No, but in the moment, that camera angle of someone with their hand up and a knife through it is always very scary.
Oh, bitch. How about this, though? So Mrs. Davis, a show on Peacock. The first, it's Betty Gilpin from Glow Up.
Icon.
I love. So it starts out.
Glow Up. Betty Gilpin competed on the makeup competition show Glow Up, which I'm guest judging on this week if you want to watch it. Anybody?
Ooh, there ain't no other way. It starts off with this scene of like these nuns in like the 15th century, like samurais. They're like, they're warriors. And they're like fucking shit up. And this bitch gets stabbed straight through, and then she leaps across the table to like stab somebody with the sword that she stabbed with. Oh, it's so fierce. She's like, well, here we go. It's so fierce. A lot of Jeez. Good stabbing.
Did you see her in that movie, I believe, called The Hunt?
I sure the fuck did.
With
Hilary Swank. That's a huge spoiler at the end.
Huge
though.
Spoiler. It's a movie where it seems like a bunch of conservatives get rounded up and are hunted by liberals.
By coastal elites.
Coastal liberal rich people with guns.
Yeah.
I thought it was such a fun flip.
Yeah, it's a little simplistic, but it was fun. I saw it in the theater and I thought I had a blast watching it. The gag at the end of Hilary Swank was very gaggy.
And I like them making like woke white people the devil. I think that's funny.
Yeah, because I mean, all people are trash.
Well, do you remember the scene like with those two people who they're pretending to be convenience store owners, but it's of course all the game?
Yes, yes.
And they're having that whole conversation about like, they're called African Americans.
Right.
Them being horrible murderers, right, but totally. Correcting, like so
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, it's very funny. She slayed.
Betty Gilbert, mama.
She eats, slayed.
She takes it. She uh-huh. takes it. She puts it in her mouth. She chews it up and swallows it, otherwise known as eating. Like she goes so hard in that movie. The scenes towards the end where she's in the death match with Hilary Swank.
It's so fierce.
And Hilary Swank is making a sandwich when she walks in and she's like, isn't it interesting? A bread knife is used to cut tomatoes and you're like, this is going to go off. And she's like, it was giving me Kill Bill.
Yeah.
When she finally meets Bill.
Yeah, it was fierce. It was really fierce.
I love Kill Bill.
I do. I'll never forget the day because I saw the DVD, and then I went to the theater the same day to see number two because it was in the theater.
I'll never forget it. It was just
electrifying.
It for me was like, whoa, movies can be something else, bitch.
Electrifying.
Yeah.
Why?
And it hits that good too. If you watch it today, it's like a 25-year-old movie now. It's
electrifying.
As good.
Electrifying.
Uma, if you're watching this, I'm sure you are.
Yeah, electrifying. Did you see, now of his oeuvre, Tarantino, what are you a fan of? Have you seen them all?
Well, yeah, Kill Bill 1 and 2 are, I think, the beyond. It's the apex of greatness. I actually really loved Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I loved it too.
Loved it. And not to be stupid, I didn't know anything about the movie, so I go in completely blind. Didn't know anything about it.
You didn't know anything about Sharon Tate?
I knew about that.
Oh, okay. What,
and you spend the whole movie thinking she's going to die.
Oh, okay.
And then
So you didn't know it was like kind of revisionist.
No.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I thought, oh God, we're gonna have to see her die. Oh God, she's gonna die. Margot Robbie. The scene where Margot Robbie goes to see her own movie.
It's so cute. And Cate Blanchett is in it.
Cate Blanchett is in it. So good.
The ticket lady, the ticket girl.
I love the scene where the Manson girls are in the car and Maya Hawke is like having cold feet. Yeah. It's so funny.
How about the can of fucking dog food at the face, bitch?
Sickening.
That because it's a long movie. It's a long movie. It's a slow burn, and that payoff
is so good.
Is so fucking juicy.
And Brad G. P. G.
eats and shits, and he just takes them all out to the dumpster.
The part where he gets in the fight with Bruce Lee.
Throws
Bruce Lee against that. Yeah. Sickening. And when he's Brad Pitt plays Leonardo DiCaprio's stuntman.
Stunt.
And the part where he's in the same outfit as him in a wig. Sitting backstage.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt is so fucking beautiful. And he's honestly never been hotter than that movie. He's so hot in that movie.
Yeah. Cause he's in fantastic physical shape. He's also like the best acting he's ever done.
And one thing Quentin Tarantino movies do, they give it up to the stunt people.
Oh yeah. Zoe, what's her face?
Mary, nothing beats Death Proof. I'm sorry. I take it all back. I think I like it even more than Kill Bill.
Really?
I love Death Proof. I laughed. I remember seeing that in the movie theater and being seized with terror yeah. when she's on the front of that car. Watching yeah. a main actress climb out of a car on camera.
Yeah.
When she turns to the camera, or she turns over and goes, watch this, and climbs out onto the hood.
Yeah.
And it's not a stunt double. And it's one shot. And it's the real actress.
Yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah.
like...
Well, that's a woman's stunt woman.
I know. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's Zoe Bell.
Zoe Bell, yeah.
Is
she's
that right?
Zoe Bell, yeah. She's incredible. But the first... I've watched the leg from the first half of the movie. Yeah, I've watched the leg scene too many times.
It's amazing.
Too many times. And I can't think about putting my foot out the window without stuntman Mike coming.
Girl.
And just the leg goes flying.
Yeah.
The leg.
And if it's going to happen, let it be the other one, not the new
Thank
one.
You. Thank you.
So good. And Kurt Russell is so funny in that movie.
Yeah.
And there's moments where he's pitiful, moments where you're like, he's kind of sexy.
And moments when he's actually terrifying, like with Rose McGowan.
Girl. Terrifying. I love that movie.
How about with what's her face in the boom?
Oh yeah.
Love that.
You're the one that killed my brain.
No, it's
Rosario Dawson is so good in that movie.
The leg wing and then smash into the face.
Also, the world building, the scene where they stop at the convenience store and they pick up a magazine that girl's in, and like the fact that they're working on a movie and they're off duty.
Yeah.
Such a good.
It's crazy because the first group of girls is, they're not very likable, and it's just, it's the tone is dark and it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then you have like, and then it's like the sunny.
However, that sex dance in the bar, she wears a red bandana.
Oh, yeah.
That butterfly bitch who plays Butterfly, so beautiful, weird looking. But in such a beautiful way with her big eyes and big lips and tiny little nose.
Is she the one that gets the tire scraped off her face?
Yeah, bitch. That Jungle Julie with the long hair is so good. That movie is so good. This isn't a movie podcast. I'm sorry.
No. No, yes, it is.
Okay,
welcome to Movie Phone. How about Planet Terror? Because I saw the double feature in the theater. Which
Me
I
too.
Yeah, I can't believe I don't even think I went to the bathroom.
Did you pee yourself? I didn't know it was a double feature. I didn't know what I was going to do. It was my freshman year of college, and my roommate, Mike, I moved into the dorm. I met my first friend, Mike.
The first friend ever in college.
My first friend at college was my heterosexual roommate, Mike. We met, and he barely knew me, and he was like, hey, do you want to go to a concert with me Friday and then go see this movie with me Saturday? Okay. And I was like, sure, only friend. So we went to Joanna Newsom together, and it was amazing.
Okay.
I'd never seen Joanna Newsom. Mm-hmm. It was unreal. It was her in a 23-piece orchestra.
23 pieces?
And it was amazing.
Jesus Christ.
And then the next night, I think we went to see Death Proof and the
Planet Terror.
Both of those experiences blew my mind.
Yeah. Planet Terror, is that Planet? Not my favorite, although you love the machine gun leg.
Yeah.
With Rose McGowan. But when Quentin Tarantino's in the movie, he's always so gross. He's so gross. He says, like, he mentions getting his dick wet, and
he plays a creep very well.
Yeah.
He's not
a trained actor. I wonder if he's a creep. No.
Well, we're going to work with Selma soon. We should ask her about
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Because From Dusk Till Dawn also is so good.
Is that Robert Rodriguez? That's the same guy, Planet Terror, I believe. Yeah.
Quentin, he's so good in that movie.
Yeah.
George Clooney's so good in the movie. Juliette Lewis in that movie.
George Clooney, Lake Como.
I was probably too young to see that movie. I didn't know vampires happened. So when the vampires happened.
Oh, you didn't know.
In the movie. You mean like, okay. There's no clue that there's going to be vampires until it kicks off.
Yeah,
and suddenly
yeah.
you're like, what movie are we watching?
Yeah. I thought I was watching just as like a sexy Mexican bar movie.
No, it starts out like these two con brothers who are like on the run from the law and they hijack this family's RV. You're like, okay, it's kind of like a thriller, whatever. Seems very straight, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Although there's also it's a lot of violence in that movie.
Yeah, it's a horror movie.
But I mean, also there's a major sexual assault towards the first part of the movie. I mean, it's a very... You know,
here's the thing about movies. They're filled with rape.
Yeah.
Filled with it.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, for example, you never watched that series, but that was notoriously rapey.
Wasn't that also like brothers and sisters fucking?
Oh, but the incest was rampant. Rampant incest. Got no problem with that.
Well, your siblings are all really hot.
Yeah. So. And we have a skew. I mean, oh my God.
That's disgusting. We don't have to do all that.
Listen, I don't want to fuck my brothers and sisters and mommy and daddy, but I would, you know, if anybody else wants to do theirs, yeah, that's fine.
I understand that family porn is very common. Like,
it's hugely common.
Like seeing my stepsister jerking off. And I guess the step is what makes people feel like it's not that bad.
It's
right.
It's, I mean, it's a loophole. It's a loophole.
It's a poop hole.
It's a, what do you call that? It's like stepsister.
Yeah. Do you think that's more of a conscious clearing thing?
I think it's like a legal thing.
But do you think these are the people who like, let's say you like porn of watching your stepsister. Uh-huh. Do you have a sister or do you not?
I don't think there's any hard and fast rules with kinks and taboos.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now, what if you're...
Do you watch Gay Brothers fuck? Do you like the porn of real twins?
I have seen it.
You have?
I have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Czech or Eastern European. I couldn't believe it. I was like, you know, Kevin.
Yeah.
When I saw it, because it was ages ago.
This gets porn people and then just, but you couldn't, for porn, you could just say your brothers. Like,
no, they were identical twins.
I know, but without being twins, you could just have two people who mildly look alike. And in the porn, they can.
Oh, they certainly do.
You don't have to find real blood relation.
No, I mean, just look on the street in WeHo. Brother boyfriends? I mean, what do you call that? Twin.
Boyfriend twins?
Boyfriend twins.
Oh my God, yes. Yes, yes. There's a lot of boyfriend
There's
twins.
There's a lot of them.
And that's what people, when I was dating, oh my God, what's his name?
Mr. Potato Head.
No, no, bitch. Who's that really beautiful, hot skier?
Gus Kenworthy?
Yeah, when I was dating him, I forgot his name. We weren't together long.
I know, but you had to block
it out. Well, I kind of blocked it out, therapy. When we were dating, everybody was like, oh my God, twins. And I was like, you guys, don't be gross. This is my lover. You know what I mean?
You wear a hat. He doesn't. Like, you don't look anything alike.
Well, that's when Gus was like, I need you to stop working out and you have to shave your head. Because we used to be really like,
yeah.
You see me on a snowboard, you'd be like, Gus.
He'd be like, oh no, it's Brian. Yeah. Anyway, that's tough.
Who do people say you look? Who of your celebrity boyfriends was your boyfriend twin?
Well, it's usually Mr. Burns.
Uh-huh.
Or
the cartoon.
Or the really, really tall guy from Twin Peaks, the one with the sunken in cheeks and the crazy eyes.
The one from from Dr. Sleep.
Lurch. Yeah, yeah, exactly. The one who dies in Dr. Sleep. Yeah. They say, oh.
Grandpa Flick.
Grandpa Flick.
I think that's his name.
Mary, that, I know we've talked about it before. I know we talked about it before, but that scene, just in terms of talking about horror movies, talking about nasty, scary shit, that scene where they are sucking the fear out of that little boy.
Terrifying.
It is really scary.
It's, you know what
it's
I liked
really
about it?
It's really scary.
Kids never get killed in movies.
No, they're torturing him.
It's horrifying.
They want him to be as afraid and as in pain as possible. That's fucking nuts.
It's horrible.
Like, you see people get butchered. You see people get fucking flayed and decapitated and all that stuff. They want to suck all the fear and pain out of him. It's so wild.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense, that scene.
Yeah, and the flip side of that scene that's also really scary is when the grandpa is dying.
Yeah.
And he's like, and then he dies and turns into smoke and they all swarm him.
Oh yeah,
so scary. That movie's so
Rebecca
good.
Ferguson,
girl,
you want to talk about eating at the fucking Old Country buffet?
Girl going in, and Rebecca Ferguson decided, I don't want to be a girl that poops.
No,
I want to be a bitch that shits.
Yeah, I'm going to go to every fucking buffet in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
and then I'm going to go a tour of Italy. And I'm going to Italy, and I'm going to eat every fucking meal.
I'm going to Downtown Disney.
Yeah.
I'm going to Hard Rock Cafe.
I'm snatching bowls at the soup kitchen.
Girl.
Out of homeless people's hands.
Honey,
I'm eating so hard.
I'm driving for Instacart, and I'm nibbling on the groceries that I'm delivering to people. Could you imagine Rebecca Ferguson showing up to your house with some green grapes, and they're half eaten? She's like, I'm so sorry.
And
there was
traffic. I'm like, no, it's fine. It's fine, Ms. Ferguson, please. I can't wait to see you in Dune 2.
Oh, I would love to do a series where we go grocery shopping with celebrities and they show us their favorite items.
That would be so fierce. Well, because my friend Sasha, the first time she visited LA, guess who she saw at Gelson's? Angelina Jolie.
Whoa.
I swear.
That's
Angelina
a big one.
Jolie, black caftan, teaching her kids about broccoli or whatever.
Wow.
Literally.
Do you like Gelson's, the grocery store?
I it's beautiful.
I do too. I like Gelson's.
It's very expensive, of course, but it looks like a fucking, it looks like not real.
I had my Hollywood moment 2 days ago where I'm on the cover of LA Magazine right now.
And really? That what was are you doing?
I'm in a picture like, woo. They had me. I'm on half the article. I'm on half the covers, and George Takei is on the Takei.
Yes.
I'm on half the things, and George is on the other half.
Gotcha.
And
congratulations.
I was buying groceries and saw myself on the magazine, and I felt like June Carter Cash.
Oh, that's lovely. June Carter Cash.
Just famous.
Oh, famous, famous, famous. Wait.
I got to talk to George Takei the other day. I got to talk to him for a press thing.
He's gay.
Yeah, very gay.
Super gay.
You know about that, right? He was on the Howard Stern show, and they asked him some really risque question, and he went, oh my. It's so sickening. Can I play the clip? But we'll lead out with this.
Please.
But we were talking about oppression and sort of like, you know, rainbow washing and sort of like how this, I will say as a message of hope for Pride, I've been to 3 Prides this year. The energy this year is electric. People want to go to Pride because they can actively feel their rights being stripped away. So they're like, we're going to Pride. Yeah. My gig in Milwaukee, a 78-year-old man came to the meet and greet. He said, me and my husband don't ever go out anymore, but with everything going on in the news, we feel like it's important to support gay bars right now.
No matter gay, straight, or bi.
Lesbian, transgender life.
That's right.
I'm on the right track, baby. I was born to survive. No matter white, or beige.
Chola or Orient made. Rah, rah, ooh, la, la. Just shitting my pants. Do you know how many times I say alone in my house? Rah, rah, ooh, la, la. I'm shitting my pants.
I believe it.
Like, rah, it's like a conductor or like a, you know, a band leader. It's like, no, it's rah, rah, ooh, la, la. Just shitting my pants.
So you say it in that cadence to no one.
Right. Well, it's not really to no one.
Let's find oh my. Let me see if I can do it.
Oh my.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Oh my.
Fun, right? Oh my. And I was like, you know, George, it's been hard because like brands have been like really weird this year about drag. Do you know what I mean, George? And George was like, without at all trying to slam dunk or one up me, George was completely successful in reality checking my gratitude. Because George was like, really? After Pearl Harbor, they went around in America, rounded up Japanese people. And a man came to my front door when I was 5 years old with a gun and took me and my dad and my brother to an internment camp. And I was like, okay, I guess that's a little different than Target Pride.
I guess that's
what I'm complaining about is maybe not as serious.
Like, that's fine, but they removed my t-shirts from a Target.
I know. I'm like, you're not hearing me. But that's why it's important. Older gay people have stories that completely check your gratitude.
Yeah. If you would listen to me for once, maybe you would get your gratitude checked every once in a while.
I mean, especially since most of these prides started as protests.
I do think that
became parties, that became celebrated corporate events. Originally, it was like prides were borderline unwelcome. It was protests. You know what I mean? And now it's like Verizon wants to give your pride money, whatever. Like before, it was not corporate sponsored. It was like almost an illegal activity, which I find very inspiring.
Well, it's still illegal in many places to wedge your weenie into someone's derriere.
Not in Tennessee anymore. Did you see the drag bill got struck down?
Oh, that's right. Ooh, there ain't no way. I guess it's time. Play is back on track then.
Let the girls have their thing.
Let the girls do their thing. Wiggle, wiggle, jiggle, jiggle. Get the dollars.
If someone puts on a women's song and I move my lips along to it, I don't think you need to exactly call 911.
No, it's just rah, rah, ooh, la, la. Just shitting my pants.
Well, there you go.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.